Hey, folks, and welcome back to the Dev Influencer Show. I'm your host, Charles Max Wood. Real quick, if you are looking to figure out where you're trying to get to, or if you know where you're trying to get to, right? You're trying to build a course, you're trying to start a podcast, you're trying to figure out, you know, how to sell what you've got, you're trying to become a coach, trying to go freelance. You got some big hurdle, you're just not quite sure what the next steps are, anything like that. You're not sure what the next steps are. I can help you with that. We'll do a 1-hour strategic call. It's free. Go check it out at devinfluencers.com/apply. And we will have a chat for an hour. We'll start out with where you're at. We'll get into where you're trying to get to. We can clarify a lot of that. And then we can dive into, okay, what's in your way? You know, why aren't you getting there? And we'll figure out how to get you pointing in the right direction. And then figure out if the Dev Influencers Academy is the right step for you. But let's dive in. Let's talk about personal skills. So last time we talked about technical skills, I talked about how that was kind of the least important thing, except for if you don't have them, right? Which makes sense, right? Because if you don't have them, then you're not actually capable of delivering, right? Which is pretty fundamental, right? Personal skills, I think, are, as far as the skills go, the most important thing, because the relationships are pretty much the way that you get anywhere with any of this stuff, as far as being an influencer goes, okay? So where does that leave us, right? Where do we go with all this stuff? So let's jump in. Let's talk about personal skills, right? And these are honestly for me kind of hard won skills, right? And I don't know necessarily how much I want to go in. I should just dive into some of this. So let's talk about some of this, right? So, I've always kind of been a talker. I have, right? And if you met my kids, I don't think many of the listeners of the podcast met my kids. Some have, right? Some of the, if you've been my neighbor or whatever, you have, right? They talk, right? I remember we went on a trip to California, and my wife was like 8 months pregnant with our fourth kid. And, so my daughter, who was a year and a half, 2 years at the time, flew out with, my mom and my dad and my wife. And, anyway, and we drove out, we went to Disneyland with my two oldest kids and my sisters, my three youngest sisters. I'm the oldest of 10 kids. And, my daughter talked my mom's ear off all the way on the airplane. They got in the rental car and talked her ear off all the way from LAX to Ventura in the backseat of the car, right? Because my wife was 8 months pregnant. My dad drove. So anyway, my kids are all that way. It's my fault. Okay. If you ask my wife, it's my fault. So you get the idea. So anyway, it's a natural occurring phenomenon. It's something that I've learned to kind of shine the spotlight on other people. And the other thing is that, I think the real focus or the real, part of this is that, as I've been able to shine the spotlight on other people or help them get what they want without really expecting anything in return, that's where doors have really opened for me, right? That's where I've really had opportunities come my way, right? So I've gone on other podcasts and just given them my expertise and content, right? And then I've had those opportunities come back to serve me, right? Not because I asked them to do me a favor back, but just because I have, you know, gone out of my way just to do people favors and done that. I have given other people just the opportunity to shine on my shows and had that come back. You know, I still tend to steal the spotlight sometimes, I will admit, right? And that's something that I'm working on, right? And that's something that I kind of self-reflect on, right? I'm admitting to some of the things that I see in myself, right, that I need to work on. But the flip side is that, you know, your ability to help people identify with you and help identify with other people, that opens a lot of doors, right? Because then people, as they identify with you, you identify with them. You know, you help them when they need it. They're willing to help you when you need it. And then as you let them know what kinds of opportunities or what kinds of things you're working on, what kinds of opportunities you're looking for, they are totally willing to help you out. And not only that, but then they're not doing it for you. And this is the funny thing, right? They're not doing it for you. They're doing it for themselves. They're doing it for themselves because they want to invest in you. Okay. Crazy enough. That's the way it goes. Okay. And so that's how these personal skills work, right? So as you build rapport over and over and over again by doing the kinds of things that let people know that you have something in common, that you care about them, that you're the kind of person that they like, that you're the kind of person that they can count on, that you're the kind of person that they can trust. Those are the kinds of skills that make the big difference. And what's funny is that a lot of the times, the big thing that you have to do is just shut up and listen to them. And, you know, and so you reach out, you offer to help. And when they come back and they say yes, you give them the opportunity to come and show up and let you help. And you just shut up and listen. And then you lift them up. And honestly, I could just end the episode right there. And if you do that much, you're gonna come out way ahead. Way ahead, right? I go and introduce people to other people. And just being a connector opens so many doors. I mean, ridiculous number of doors, right? I have coaching clients that I have introduced to other podcasters I know. And both of those guys think I'm doing them a favor, right? The podcasters I know, hey, I've got this guy that would be great on your show. The coaching client thinks I'm doing him a great favor because I got him on a show. The host thinks I'm doing him a great favor because I found him a great guest. And the reality is that I'm doing both of them and myself a favor because, you know, I get a ton of cred out of it. So, you know, it's those things. And then just being a nice person, right? Just being the kind of person that just wants to, you know, facilitate good things in the world. And then, you know, just like I said, just being there and just most of the time, just shutting up and, you know, letting people shine. And people will not forget it when you make them feel important, when you make them feel like they matter. And letting, this is another one that I picked up from a friend of mine, letting their story be their story, right? And I have a tendency, I have learned to curb this, but instead of finishing what they're telling, let them tell it. And then asking probing questions because you genuinely want to know more about what they're saying and know more about who they are. And if you can do that much, if you can build those kinds of personal skills and help enable people to get what they want, you will go so far in life. It's not even funny. Now, I could probe this, right? For people that you work for, that work for you, that were kind of lateral to you, right? That, you know, maybe on another team or that manage a team at the same level that you manage or whatever. And I may do that at some point in the future because I think there's a ton here, right? But in the meantime, I mean, these are really the personal skills more than anything else that are going to come across, right? People are going to see the way you treat the people who work for you. People are going to see the way that you treat the people who come on your show. People are going to see the way that you treat people who co-host with you, right? I run a podcast network. People are going to see the way that I treat the people who host on my podcast network. They're going to see the way that I treat people who have worked for me in the past. I've screwed some of that up and it's come back to bite me, and I deserve some of it. I deserve a lot of it. And ultimately that's the way it comes down. And so, you know, that those personal skills really matter. And it all reflects back into those relationships. And those relationships are what are going to enable you to go forward in the future, right? And I guess the other thing that I'm just going to highlight here real quick, because I need to wrap up, is just how genuine is it, right? Because if it comes across as fake, or if it is fake, that too will eventually come back around. And people want to know that you genuinely care, that it's real. And so, you know, really think about what it means. Really think about where you're headed with it. Really think about how you can genuinely show people that you care, you know, and a lot of the personal gestures, you know, send them a card, send them like a real card, like a in the mail card, right? Because people don't do that anymore. You know, send them something unique, you know, find out some quirk of who they are that they really like, and, you know, get them something like that, you know. But those personal gestures mean a lot too. And if you can just show them that you really know them, it goes a long, long way. And then as you kind of open that stuff up, then you start to have the kinds of relationships that you can build, the relationships that are going to take your career all the way. And so, yeah, I know I was kind of general here, but it's because every relationship is going to be different. And the kinds of skills that you need to build those kinds of relationships are going to be different. And so, I mean, I'll go into this in more detail. I'll put it on the docket to do more episodes where we talk about the kinds of relationships, you know, and give examples and tell stories. But I mean, you need these personal skills. These are the things as an influencer, they're going to make or break the rest of the thing. I mean, the production value and all the other stuff, it matters. But the rest of this is going to be what knocks it out of the park. So hang in there. We're going to get into organizational skills next time. We're going to go through the whole process. And then I'll come back around to this because I think it's important. I think it's critically important. So yeah, hang in there. Until next time, max out. devinfluencers.com/apply. Because we could do a strategic call and talk through a lot of this too if this is an area of concern for you. All right, max out, everybody.